Join us for Troops Fall In, a program bringing encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Now, here's the chaplain.
Hi, and welcome. I'm Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck with the New York Air National Guard. Let's go to God's Word together. Fall in. We've all been there. The movers wrecked your household goods. You saw someone get promoted and you know they didn't deserve it. Someone in your shop blew up the project you've been working on for months. In military life, with its bureaucracy and pressures, there's a lot of times where we just get mad. I mentioned another time that I failed the push-up portion on the final PT test in Army Chaplain School. I felt I failed because a staff sergeant counting didn't seem like he could count past one. I'd go down and come up, one, go down, come up, one. I was so angry, I wanted to take it out on him, even though deep down, I knew it was my fault. But anger does that. It makes us lash out, and that almost always ends poorly. This isn't a new problem. In the book of James, the author writes, "Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." It's so easy to just react, sometimes before we even take a breath. But James is telling us that the antidote is just slow down. Be quick only to listen. Don't jump to conclusions or assume bad motives. Just stop and hear what they're saying. And just because your brain is screaming something, you don't have to say it out loud. Our natural reaction is to get defensive and swing back. Our natural reaction, though, is not where God wants our heart to be. It doesn't help us become the person God wants us to be. But the great news is that he doesn't just tell us to try harder. The next verse reads, "Receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." How do we become the person who's quick to listen and slow to anger, even when we think someone really deserves it? Simply listen to the gospel that saves us and lives in us. Remember the patience God has shown us. Remember the undeserved love and mercy God has shown us. Remember that through his power, he is making us someone new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 encourages us, saying, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." That person who flew off the handle, the one who never gave the benefit of the doubt, the one who let the frustrations of the world get to you, that's the old you. You have the peace of Christ in you. And that is definitely what the world needs right now. So instead of counting to 10, go one better. Recite your favorite verse that reminds you that God loves you and God loves them. Recite that verse that reminds you that Jesus makes a new life and a new heart possible. And in that moment, through God's grace, draw closer to him and to becoming who he is shaping you to be. To all of you, service members and family, thank you for your service. May the grace, love, and fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Fall out.
That was Air Force Chaplain Matt Hollenbeck and the program Troops Fall In. Encouragement in Christ by military, for military, and their families. Join us next time.